What I have on my heart is, I talked to a preacher the other day. I don't think he'd care for me to mention his name, but I won't. But he gave me some real good advice. He sat down and he was talking to me and he said, "Brother Jeff, you worry way too much." And I thought, amen. And we got to talking about Brother Benji, and he said, "You know where you're going to end up?" I said, "I don't know, brother." And he said, "You're going to end up laying down there in a hospital in Nashville just like Brother Benji if you don't quit all this worrying." He said, you let everything bother you way too much. You're way too hard on yourself, and I've heard that a lot of times. But for some reason, the other day, it was like it would come from God. And I thought, "Lord, help me to stop that." Talk to Brother Brad. I'm pretty sure he won't care if we mention him. A day or two later, and we was talking about, I said, "I've got older and I can't sleep." I just thought it's something. I think it, maybe it's something to do with, natural. You something about you. Just no matter how hard I work during the day, at what time I get up in the morning, I just don't sleep at night. I can go to bed and I might sleep for a little while, and I'll wake up and I get everything on my mind, and I just don't sleep. And but for the last two or three nights, I ain't gonna say I've slept like a baby. Have you ever seen how a baby sleeps? They wake up every 2 hours crying, squalling, bawling, wanting something. Carrie Bug can tell you about it. But I've slept like Jesus. And that's where my thought is. I'm not talking about a spiritual sleep. I'm talking about being able to rest. Being at peace with things. Having trust in the Father that He's going to take care of you. So that's our thought this morning, sleeping like Jesus. I'm going to read very familiar scripture to y'all this morning, and I'm going to try to get back around how we too can have that kind of rest. We can have that kind of peace with God. And y'all pray for us. So we're going to take a reading out of Mark. You can find it in the Matthew chapter 8, 23 and 24. You'll find there where about the water, the waves, how they consumed the ship. But there were some things I caught in this before I'd never caught before. But Jesus had made set up His church, and His disciples was going with Him. They was walking with Him. And I want you to know, when we stay close to Jesus, I believe in all my heart, if we're where we need to be, we can get a little rest. We can get some peace, and we can get some sleep. But y'all pray for us as we try to go. I know this is different. I know y'all thinking, well, Jesus didn't sleep. He did. He was 100% man, and He was 100% God. And so he got tired. I believe it's the fourth chapter of John where He sat down there at the well and waited for the Samaritan woman. He rested there a while. We find here in Mark chapter 4, and once again, keep in mind who is with Him. It's the church He set up. And when He had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was to the ship. And there were also with Him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind and waves and beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And I've never thought about that before. It seems to be saying here, like I said, over in Matthew 8 and 23 and 24, you'll find how the waves had consumed and covered the ship. It seems that the water had filled up the ship. The waves had got so rough, the storm, the water had come in and the ship, and it got bad. I want you to realize sometimes in life, the storms get bad. And sometimes, I mean, how the waves come in right into your bedroom with you. and it's hard to find any rest. It's hard to find any peace, and it just seems to be full of all the things that's going on around you. And he was in the hinder part of the ship. What did it say? Asleep. Him and saying to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? And that's reading from the fourth chapter of Mark, the 36th verse, the remainder of the chapter. So we find that Jesus being asleep in the hinder part of the ship. I want you to realize how the ship was being tossed back and forth. The waters had come in and said it was full. The wind was blowing. Everything was going on, but he was asleep there in the ship. All the things, the storm that was about him, he had trust in the Father. You say, well, he's God. Yes, he was God, but he was also man. And so they got up and they was amazed how the wind and those waves and the sea obeyed his voice. But I never thought about it so much before. I'm amazed how he was able to sleep. And through all this, I want you to know things go on in my life with my family. Things go on here at Hilltop Church that troubles me. I hardly ever sleep really good anymore. But I've got to the point the last two or three nights, I just said, Lord, you're going to have to take these things. And I want you to know yesterday, I got phone calls that bothered me. They troubled me. They got down to my car. But you want to know what happened last night? I laid my head down in sleep. And I said, Jesus, you please take this. And you can have it. I can't deal with it. And he gave me peace. And I went to sleep. And you know what time I woke up this morning? At 7 o'clock, I slept all night long. Thank you, Lord. I want you to know when we get close to him and give it to him, we can find rest for our souls. It ain't got nothing to do with being old. It's got to do with worrying. You know, I looked up, it says 85% of the things we worry about will never happen. And the other 15%, if you'll learn something from it, you'll come out stronger because of it. So all the worrying we do at night, all the grieving we do at night, it ain't helping us none. It's just weakening our faith when the storm comes around. That's what this is about. That's what this story, this parable, or it ain't a parable, it happened. That's what it's about, that we can learn in the storms of our life. We can get rest for our soul. Amen. And you can, and so can I. Proverbs, after he told them, he said, trust in the Lord, not lean on your own understanding. He goes on and tells them several more things about trusting the Lord and leaning on him, and let him be the one that guides us or lamp to our feet. He says in the 24th verse, when thou layest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lay down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. I want you to realize how you can lay down and your sleep can be sweet. It can be, but you're going to have to trust in the Lord. And I know I'm the pot calling the kettle black. I know I'm the biggest worrywart that's ever stood behind a pulpit. But I tell you this one thing. I've found the last few days in trusting in the Lord, not to save my soul, but to help me with the things that's been keeping me awake. I ain't needing melatonin, whatever you call that stuff. I ain't needed nothing. I needed, you know what I needed? The same thing you need Jesus.
You need Him to help you. You need to trust in Him that you can find rest for your soul. Am I the only one here that don't sleep good?
They used to tell me, they say, your conscience ain't clear if you don't sleep good. I tell you, I repent every night when I lay down. I clear my conscience. That ain't my problem. I ain't saying it's perfect, brother. But I try my best to clear it and give it to God. You know what my problem is my worrying. It keeps me awake all night. Is little Harvey going to be all right? Is Logan and Asa going to be saved? Why ain't them kids over church, Lord, getting saved? Why does everything keep happening? Why does everything keep falling apart around us? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Instead of giving it to Him, I don't even worry about it. I finally go to sleep in a couple hours. I wake up, my eyes wide open. Here you go again. The devil just running there, putting doubt. Why have you doubt? Why? Where's your faith if you had faith? If you had some faith, you could rest. If you had faith, you could crawl up and hold this pillow in this ship and go to sleep, even though the waters fill up around you. Sometimes my bedroom just gets full of problems. Life storms about me. I used to be the strong one. I used to be the one when my wife would lay her head over on my shoulder. She'd come crawl over yonder, and she'd go talking about this and worrying about that. And she'd lay her head there, and I'd try and rub her on her hand. I'd say, sweetheart, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. I don't want you to know I've lost that along the way. I've lost my faith that God's going to take care of it somehow along the way. Well, it took a preacher the other day sitting down beside me and telling me exactly what I was. A Nathan that sent from God to come to sit down and said, here's your problem. Here's what's wrong with you, and it's going to kill you. You're consumed with how everybody thinks. You're consumed about what this is going to do, how this is, what is going to happen with it. You're consumed with all of it, and you can't control none of it. That's where my problem is. My wife says, that's what I worry about, the things I can't control. You tell me what you can control. I can't control the next heartbeat that I take. There ain't nothing that I can control. I sure didn't want to see you win. But I can't control that. See, that ain't up for me. That's God's business. And I've got to learn where my business ends and God's begins. And I believe you do too. I don't think I'm the only one. I really don't. I thought I was going to teach on this morning. Boy, we see how that's going, don't we? Y'all pray for us. A lot of times we'll use these scriptures. I've used them a lot to lost. It says, come unto me. All ye that are laboring heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest in your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He said, come unto me. Only if those disciples would just went to Him believing. They would just went in there and laid down with Him on that pillow right beside Him. I believe they could have went to sleep too. And they'd woke up and the storm would have been calm. You say, well, Brother Jeff, I don't believe that. Well, why did he question their faith then? I want to learn to sleep like that. I want to learn to sleep when everything's falling apart all around you. You're in the biggest storm of your life. You can just lay down on your pillow and go to sleep.
Now you lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray my Lord my soul to take. You say, well, that's just a simple childhood. It comes from the scriptures. Psalms 4 and 8, I believe. Psalms maybe 3 and 5, somewhere right in there. Where he is. What a blessing it would be to just go to sleep and never wake up here, but wake up in heaven. I want to get to where I just don't worry about things. He said, take my yoke upon you. Y'all heard me tell this before. They'd yoke those oxen. Y'all seen that they used timbers. They took those timbers and they'd take and they'd put them over those oxen's necks and they'd yoke them up together. And in that, two can pull better than one. What we learn about two is better than one. But I want to tell you, when you get hooked up with Jesus Christ, every load that you have upon you, Brother Roger, the decisions you've got to make, when you're hooked up with him just right, he'll just pull it. And all you got to do is walk behind him. He'll take that load. He's the only one that can, and he can take it, and everything will, you can just follow him and walk along behind him, because he can take it. He'll give you rest in that. I want you to realize today, when we trust the Lord and not lean upon our own understanding, we can do that.
You say, the preacher proved me one place in the Bible where somebody was in the biggest storm of their life and they just went to sleep, and I'm fixing to show you one man that was with him on that ship. I believe he was on there, and he was in a storm like you've never seen, a storm that was probably fixing to end his life, and he just laid down between the devil and went to sleep. He trusted in the Lord. He learned along the way. Brother Larry taught us last Sunday in Sunday school. He talked about how over there with Joshua, how the hail come and it beat down the people and killed the people they was in battle with, and how the God stopped the sun and all these things and stopped the universe from moving. He done all these things, and the next time there was a battle, he didn't do nothing like that. But see, they learned something. They learned to begin to trust in the Lord. Every time he don't have to stop the sun in your life. Every time he don't have to calm the sea. Sometimes he can just calm you. And that's what we have to learn. When everything's going on around us, and it looks like maybe even our lives is going to end, we can have peace with God. Acts chapter 12. The Bible says in the first verse, and now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands and vexed certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. Because he saw it pleased the Jews, and he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him unto the four quadrants of soldiers, and he to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made. Amen. Without ceasing of the church and to God for him. Yeah. Have you ever heard anybody say they can feel the prayers of God? Amen. Have you? Brother Tony told me here a while back,
fact, they was going down there to Galton, him and Sister Kathy, and he said, on the way, he could feel the church praying for him. And he got this overwhelming peace. He knew it was going to be all right. I want you to know, I can feel when God's people pray for me. James had done died. They done cut his head off. And I'm telling you, they was fixing to cut Peter's head off. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping. You listen to what I'm telling you. Peter was sleeping between the two soldiers bound with two chains and the keepers before the door kept the prison. I want you to know he was laying right between the devil waiting to kill him, and he was asleep. Getting ready to die, and wouldn't have been afraid. He'd been on that ship that shone. He went down there and said, Lord, do you not care that we perish? And God took care of him, and he trusted he was again. He was able to go to sleep. Listen to me. There's no reason. There's no storm we can go through that God can't give us rest. Amen. So the next time you're laying there in your bed and you're wallowing on your pillow, don't ask him to let you sleep like a baby. Lord, let me sleep like you. Amen. Let me go to bed clear and clean. Let me lay down and not worry about nothing, knowing the Father's got it all. Let me have rest. I want to take your yoke upon me. I want to find rest for my soul. Amen. So I may still end up down there, St. Thomas, laying there with a heart attack. I don't know. But if I do, I promise you, I ain't going to say I've got this figured out. I ain't. He helped me one time with my anger, and I went around bragged about it for a while. Told other people how God had helped me with my anger. I just took it away from me. Next thing you know, I was the maddest person ever lived. So I ain't saying I got it figured out. But I can tell you this. I'm going to try my best to start giving it to the Lord. I'm going to start trying my best to be hooked up with him. I'm going to try my best to lay down at night and go to sleep. Because he sent a man of God to me the other day. As many times as I heard Sister Mary say, Brother Jeff, you're just too hard on yourself. She'd look at me and she'd say, you're just too hard on yourself. And it went in one ear and out the other. I've heard different one of you say, you're going to have to quit my wife. You're going to have to quit worrying so much. You worry too much. The other day, that man just sat down and he just looked me in the eye and he told me the truth, and it come from God. So, Brad, it ain't because I've got older and my whatever they are out of whack. What's out of whack is this flesh is what's out of whack. It's old worry warts what's out of whack. So, do you ever do this? You ever take a nap at night when you're supposed to be sleeping, wake up in a little while and say, Lord, you care not that we perish? You care not that everything's falling apart around us? Your room, bedroom's just filled with the waves. And then you can't go back to sleep. And then you get up the next morning and finally get out of bed and you start trying to do something all day, and you, all day long you ain't got no strength to do nothing. You're tired all day long. You're about half of you all day long. You know why? You didn't get no sleep. You know why you didn't get no sleep? Because you're a worry wart. The pot calling the kettle black. I'm your Nathan today. You can do like I did. He was sending Mary to tell me that.
I looked in the mirror of Brother Michael, and I went right on. I didn't pay it no attention. When she say, you're going to have to quit worrying so much. You're going to have to quit being so hard on yourself. You're going to have to quit just getting to 52 down here and go to talking about what a mess you made. I ain't going to do it today. I don't know all the storms that are going on in your lives. I know. I know some of you are hurting. But I know this. You can lay down at night and go to sleep. You can sleep like Jesus. And I'm not talking about a spiritual sleep. That's where our problem is. We're spiritually asleep. Fleshly, we're wide awake. But spiritually, we're asleep. We've got it right backwards like we always do everything. We need to start resting in this flesh. I can't imagine being like Peter. They ain't there. He's laying between them. He doesn't escape prison a time or two, so they wasn't taking no chances. They chained this man up. They laid down beside him. And Peter just went to sleep. Angel had to come on and wake him up. Get up, Peter. It's time to go. Peter rose up, went and knocked on the door where they'd been praying for him, and they was astonished. What the world has happened? Prayer really does work. Amen. He felt those prayers enough that he was able to lay there and go to sleep. I believe he went back to that ride on the ship when it got so rough, and the Lord said, where's your faith at? He grew. Yes. See, that's my problem. I'm just ain't growing. I'm still drinking milk. I tried to get a little piece of bologna or something like that that's pretty soft to eat. I choked to death on it. You say, well, you're a pastor. You ought to know. Yeah, I know. So I know a lot of stuff. It's a whole lot of difference in knowing and applying it. You can know every bit of that book from the front to the beginning. If you don't ever apply it to your life, it'll never help you. Amen. That's what he talked about the man. It's a perfect law of liberty. It can set you free, not only be saved, but it can set you free from all your troubles and your worries. He said it, Brother Michael, it said like a man looking in a glass. And he see what manner of man he is, and he leaves. He goes away, and he forgets what he looked like. And that's what the Word of God does to us. It lets us know our faults. I stand before you today guilty. I'm not ashamed to tell you I'm guilty. The biggest worrywart that ever lived. But I'm going to try to do better. Amen. Brother Barry used to tell me all the time, I'd go to him and I'd say, Brother Barry, I don't know if I'm doing any good. And I did this and that. And he'd say, you're going to have to quit worrying. You know something? You're going to have to quit worrying. Amen. You're going to have to quit worrying. I told Brother Brandon earlier, I'm praying for you next week. He's going to go help with Fayette Revival. He said, I ain't slept in months. I'm your Nathan, bud. Quit worrying about it. Just trust in the Lord. Lean on Him. Go tell Him. Now, I ain't trying to call you out, but I'm telling you, that's the way we are. Every one of us. Let Him have it. Let Him have it. He's got you. He's got us. He's got us. There's jobs. There's some of the best jobs ever was out there. He's got you. He's got you. You lay your head on your pillow at night. You go to sleep. Because you're a man with Him. He's got us. I hope somebody got something out of that. I saw Peter grow some in all that. I pray I'd have that kind of faith when it comes down to it. I can just lay down beside death and go to sleep. Y'all pray for me that I'll do better.
Amen.
I'll pray for you.
Amen.
That's my thought. If we have a song.